Hello?
Hi, Steve Newton.
It's me.
Okay, here we are again. Hang on, I have Steve Hackett for you.
Great, thanks.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Steve.
How you doing?
Yeah, fine. How you doing?
Darn good, darn good. Where are you calling from today?
Let me see. Good question. I'm calling from upstate New York. I'm calling from Clifton, close to Albany.
Oh, all right. Just pulled into town?
Yeah, just arrived this very second.
Good, good. And you're playing there tonight, are you?
That's right, yeah.
All right. Congratulations on Guitar Noir, Steve.
Oh, thank you very much.
I really like it.
Thank you.
I particularly like the song Cassandra that you do with Brian May.
Good, thank you.
I was wondering how you came to work with Brian. Are you buddies from way back?
Yeah, old friends. And funnily enough, we'd come across each other's work in the very early days. Strangely enough, Genesis, my old band, we had a deal with Charisma just before Queen had their first record take off, and I remember hearing that the demos that Queen had done, which somebody had brought through the door, our then producer, a guy called John Anthony, brought these tapes in and said, "Oh, you know, check these guys out." We were all very impressed. And short story is that they didn't sign with Charisma, but we were signed. And I remember saying to Tony Stratton Smith, the label boss, you know, watch out for this band. You know, why don't you sign them up? And it didn't work out. But many years later, I met Brian, and I said, "Oh, you know, got to hear those tapes." And he said, strangely enough, he remembered a very early track that we'd done, and he complimented me on the guitar work on it. It was something which had. The end section had some guitar harmonies on. In fact, we used to do that kind of stuff, a lot of guitar harmony work, lots of 12 strings and all that. But anyway, it's all in the past. But he's a fine guitarist and a good friend, and pleased things have taken off for him after he'd been through the band had been through their own tragedy with Freddie's death. Mm.